What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Lesbians.
Flannel shirt.
Combat boots.
You think a strap-on might be too much? Can you just give me a quick rundown?
Lesbians.
Yeah, my grandmother just puts pennies at them.
I wanna pray to you, lesbian mafia. I said it, lesbian mafia. I like to masturbate and I wonder, are you gonna do a topic on that? And then it takes a little while longer than it normally would to come, because I'm thinking about your show, baby. And then I can't hesitate to go a little further and think of you.
I'm a lesbian, I don't like no...
Hello, you are listening to show number 20... Which show is this? 27 of The Lesbian Mafia. And I am your host, Sandal. Sandy. I'm your host. There's a lot going on in the news, which I don't even think I want to touch it, because it's such, the whole Sean Bell thing. And, I'm just glad that there wasn't riots. And, this is the best part about living in a tremendous city like this, is the threat of riots. Isn't that nice? And my God, this whole episode with these children being taken away from those polygamists, and they've been taken away from their families, and now they're in foster care and in group homes, and they're not doing well at all. They're not responding the way other kids respond who've been ripped away from their families. Just to know that things like this go on in the world is, I don't understand this place at all, to know that children suffer like this. It's so terrible. And, the thing about this story is that, I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I listen to a progressive talk radio, but I also listen to conservative talk radio, because I like to know what other people are thinking also who disagree with me. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes I can see the other side of the story, even if they don't agree with me on something, or if they're supporting a different candidate or something. Like, I don't need for them to support the same candidate as me for me to listen to them, if I feel any kind of connection in any way, I listen. Like, once in a while, I'll leave Bill O'Reilly on to see what he's talking about. And I heard him saying that, the whole argument that conservatives have is that whenever they bring up the issue of polygamy and homosexuality, that we never address it, that homosexuals never address it. You know how they say, oh, well, if gays get married, then, polygamists are going to want to get married. And, like this ridiculous logic. Hi, I'm five. Here's my argument. I'm five. But it is real, because these people are in control. And Bill O'Reilly, you may think that he's a nonsensical idiot, but he is the mouthpiece for the White House. And they say that we never address the issue, that gays always run away from that argument. because maybe it's just too horrifying to even have to, you know, just the fact that you have to defend yourself against something so ridiculous is you really have to have a severe backbone. A lot of us won't even address the issue because it's so absurd. But you know what? They're using that. They're using that. And that argument always comes up. That is the first argument. And if we don't think that these people are influencing our world, look around you. I haven't really heard much of a discussion on this, and this is really their main offense. The thing about polygamy, as we know from this recent media spectacle, is that women who are in polygamy as adults, they were thrust into it as children. So I'm sorry, but pedophile straight people who take children, I'm sorry, you have no argument. These inbreeding polygamists should all, they should be shot point blank. All of them should be shot right between their eyes, point blank range. That's what they should do. Wearing a Lesbian Mafia t-shirt. Those are my profundities on polygamy. And excuse me, but it's heterosexual. Polygamy is heterosexual. This is what straight people do. So take your filthy, disgusting lifestyle and go take a squat in an outhouse somewhere. You shouldn't even be allowed to have indoor plumbing. It's so heartbreaking, this story. You know, I hear this story and I feel like somebody ripped my heart out of my chest and just handed it to me and said, you know, no hard feelings, you know. These poor children, you know, these kids are not responding the way other children. I mean, who would respond well to being ripped away from their parents, even if they are sick in the head? I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, it's astounding to me how many sick people there are in this world. Who am I? What's my name? What am I doing here? I keep, like, this microphone right now. There's something wrong, I think, with the wire. I don't know. It's like it's going into my mouth. There used to be this this singer. Her name was Wendy O. She used to take the microphone and stick it inside her self down there and then like continue singing with it. That's my kind of lady. That's actually brilliant, to stick it in your vaginal orifice. That's genius. And the thing about it is that the mic was on, so you were able to hear all of the sounds of it, whatever it was that she did with it, and you could hear this whole process. Nowadays they'd stick a camera on there, right, and throw it on YouTube. She's probably a rich woman in this day and age. Anyway, so what else is going on? I don't even know what else is going on. I've just been hearing the same monotonous bullshit in the news. So my personal life has been just a little boring, you know, a little static. I don't know if anybody else does this, but when it's nighttime, do you give concerts in your car if you're driving by yourself? Do you do that? Am I the only one that does that? Do not let some old school come on the radio when I'm by myself in the car driving home at nighttime, especially on a very unbusy road. Because I will give like the most crazy ass concert, like crazy. And then I'll end up passing a yield sign and then somebody will pull up and then they like, you know, I feel like they saw me. I don't know if they saw me. It's horribly embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like you don't sing when you're alone in your car, because you know your ass sings when you're alone in the car. Anyway, there was a write-up of the Lesbian Mafia on After Ellen with some other podcasts. So that was really nice. And and one thing I noticed is that it's not like I don't already know this, but a lot of the people that listen to this program, very intelligent, articulate, mature, you know what I mean? Like, it was just such a big deal. I've had After Ellen on my favorites for millennia. It's kind of where I go when I need to get the news. That and a couple of other websites when I want to know what's happening in the gay media and stuff like that. Okay, so, and that mashup that I played it right after the Shadow intro and right before the call-in was provided by Melissa. And she would like to give a shout-out to Tash in Australia, who is apparently still very popular with the ladies. And stay tuned for the end, because I'll be playing a track by The Trucks, which is appropriately titled Titties. I think you're going to like the trucks. They're doing really big things. I think you're going to really like them. Okay, so that will be after the podcast is over. Okay. Hi, Lolly.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on, Sandy?
I don't know. Ask me what's new.
What's new, Sandy?
New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York. You're not impressed.
No, not impressive. Not that one. Uh-uh.
So what's going on?
I just got home a little while ago and I watched that movie, Cinema Paradiso.
Oh, yeah. Did I see that? I did see that. That's the Italian subtitled movie.
Yeah. The kid in Italy. It's a fucked up movie. I cried like four times.
I know.
Like, not even PMS, and I cried. I bawled my eyes out.
No, well, there's a great message in that story, and he's telling the young boy that he has to break away in order, you know, he has to break away and leave in order to become who he is, because he'll never become who he's supposed to be in that town.
Right. But you know what?
What a beautiful movie, really.
Oh, it's a beautiful movie, but what I didn't understand about the movie was there was a secret that they didn't want him to know. But you never know what it is.
You know what? I don't remember that part. Isn't that something?
I don't know what the secret is.
Who was the director?
Millicent Marcus?
No, that wasn't the director.
Giuseppe Tornatore.
Yeah.
Giuseppe Tornatore.
So there's the Tribeca Film Festival here in New York. What's going on in Miami, the gay one?
Isn't there like a movie that Madonna supposedly directed or produced?
Really?
Yeah, some movie about like life in Namibia or some shit about orphans and
Well, you know what? I would probably watch it. I probably would see that because I'm like that.
Pretty interesting. They have Madonna. Well, she even said it herself. She goes, "People seem to follow whatever I do."
So, she's right about that.
She's right about that, right? So she's like, so she goes, I backed up this movie because I wanted to get out. I want people to see it, so.
Yeah, sure.
It's Madonna.
Madonna. So what festival is down there?
The Miami Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Oh, yeah, right.
The official mascot is a pink flamingo.
Right, how original.
Right? I don't think there's any relation to John Waters, but...
Right.
They put up, like, these huge 10-foot-tall pink flamingos, like, randomly all over South Beach. I don't know.
So are you into, like, sitting and watching movie after movie after movie?
No, dude, my ass will hurt. I can't do it. Like, there's so many movies. There's, like, 15, 20 films a day. And they're not all at the same theater. It's, like, different theaters on South Beach, like, independent theaters, like, the big theaters. Like, they're all in, like, walking distance, but I'm not going to be a tourist in my own fucking town.
Yeah, I gotcha. What else is happening? Anything else exciting? How's your diet going?
My diet is going really, really good. I've been working out a lot. I feel like shit today because I didn't work out, but I think I'm turning into, like a crazy person. If I don't work out every day, I feel like... Like, ass, so I'm trying to tell myself that it's okay, I need a break, I shouldn't work out every day, so... But I'm looking good.
You think you're a little obsessive?
I'm obsessing, yeah. You know what, I always obsess about something.
Mm-hmm.
About my whole life, I've either fall into addiction or obsession with, like, something. Like, I'm obsessed with, like, random things. Like, not just one thing, too. It's not like I'm obsessed with just going to the gym.
Yeah, you're, like, transferring addictions.
I need help.
I think there's like a term for it, like exercise bulimic or something.
I don't.
But it doesn't mean that you throw up. I think exercise bulimics eat and then they exercise for like 5,000 bazillion hours. God bless them. I wish I could do that.
You know what I don't understand? Like, I'm sitting, like, okay, I'll be on the machine, like, some, like, let's say, like, a stair climber type bullshit machine. And this girl next to me will be going, like, 100 miles an hour. And I'm sitting there struggling, like, sweat is dripping off my face, my arms. I'm, like, sweating down my back. And I'm going, like, 4.5 miles an hour. This bitch next to me is going, like, 35 miles an hour, reading a fucking book. Okay? And she's there every fucking day. I'm like, how do you do this?
Yeah, that's she's a little out there. She's wild.
The gym, let me tell you something. That place is full of characters. There's this woman that runs, and when, like, she's kind of like that one tennis player that makes that noise whenever she hits the tennis ball. It's obnoxious. Like, when she used to play tennis, I don't even know if she still does. I don't even know her fucking name. But, like, they would, like, show it, like, on the news or whatever, and, like, I would get so distracted by that noise. I'm like, dude, it sounds like she's getting reamed in the ass. Oh, like, and this girl at the gym, she's running, but she, like, fucking runs fast. On the treadmill, like, she'll be running, and, like, you know this bitch is about to pass out, and she's like, like, the whole time, and I'm just like, I can't concentrate. I'm looking at her like, fuck me with a chainsaw, what are you doing, bro? Like, I can't. But.
Mm-hmm. The gym by me, everybody comes dressed up to go to the gym, hair done, the guys shave to you know, and put on cologne. The women wear, like, all this jewelry, their hair is all, like, done, and they have, like, they're not even really wearing real workout clothes. It's the weirdest thing. I go to the gym looking homeless.
I go to the gym looking like I don't have a house. I don't know. They probably think, how the fuck does this bitch afford a membership? Because I go there wearing...
I look like I live out of my car.
I look like I don't even have a fucking car. I go there wearing, like, a wife beater and, like... I don't know, like, sports bra and, like, sweat. That's it. Like,
they probably think I'm a panhandler.
Yeah. There's women there that wear, like, booty shorts and shit. I mean, it's great. It's great eye candy, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm looking, too.
Yeah, I know.
At the same time, like, I'm there to fucking sweat. I when I'm at the gym, I look like ass, turned over, fried. I don't look cute. I'm not trying to look cute. I go there to sweat and work out and leave. You know what I mean? I'm not there to make friends with people.
Yeah, a lot of them around here, they're, you know, it's very neighborhoody, so they're trying to make friends, look for dates, you know, and they scope each other out and stuff. It's really like, you know, it's like a meat market.
No, you're right. That happens. I see that going on all the time. The gym is a very intimidating place.
Yeah, all those mirrors. I really don't want to see myself head to toe like that.
No, I know. And, like, when I go to, like, do, like, stretching or, like, push-ups or sit-ups or whatever, like, there's fucking mirrors everywhere, and I don't want to watch myself. And people like to watch themselves. Like, I will actually lose balance.
Mm-hmm. Are you stretching?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The other day I was running on the treadmill, and I almost had to stop because I pulled a muscle in my calf. But, like, it's really hard for me to stretch my calves. Like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, but you better stretch. You know why? Because you could pull something, God forbid. And you know what? I was watching that ridiculous show. Don't ask me what made me leave the channel on, but I was watching that Kardashian show.
Oh, yeah.
And the mother was taking dance lessons, and then she, like, you know, she busted her knee and then ended up having to have surgery. Yeah, because she was trying to dance like a 19-year-old, you know what I mean? Like, do all these dances that she should not be doing.
I remember last season, she did this, like, nude picture set for her husband, and I was like, lady, okay, yeah, your body, it looks good.
She looks fantastic. But she really does.
She looks amazing, but it's like, fuck, dude, I don't need to, I'm not into MILF like that MILFy. She's got a nice body, but she's not attractive. I haven't even watched it this season.
No, I know what you mean. She's just very nicely put together, that's all.
Yeah, you know?
Well,
all.
Who wouldn't be if she was, but Bruce Jenner, what's the deal? He teases his hair.
Bruce Jenner is scary.
And he tweezes his eyebrows. And not only that, they talk about the most inappropriate things around that young girl, the really young one.
They're
so inappropriate and weird. They're like, no wonder Kardashian's such a whore. Don't let me say the word whore.
Whatever.
If you can't call Kim Kardashian a whore, then all is lost in this world.
Hello, her and Ray J got down in the fucking videos everywhere.
She's a fine hoe, that's for sure. But
a damn good looking hoe, but she's a hoe and a half. Am I being offensive, Sandy?
You're being offensive to the human community. I find them all to be really irritating and, like, really stupid.
She's Armenian.
Yes, that's right.
And, like, they don't even know how to speak Armenian or whatever.
You see what your people do? They let OJ go free?
They let a murderer from walk the streets. He lives in fucking Florida. I've passed by his house.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for sharing. Is there anything else you want to share?
No.
All right, well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, not a problem. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
So you're sharing your fantasy.
To meet some strange woman that I don't really know and just take her home and she just let me give it to her all night like a filthy whore. And I'll just be going, take that, you filthy whore.
So you want this to be a one-night stand?
Yeah, just take her home and give it to her. Take that, you filthy whore, and just give it to her all night.
Yeah.
Then get up in the morning and be like, okay, you can go now.
And you want to throw her out before the morning comes, though.
So you want this to be a one-night stand?
Yeah, just take her home and give it to her. Take that, you filthy horn, just give it to her all night. That's my fantasy, and then I have to say the exact words. Take that, you filthy horn.
You want to say things that you can't say to your girlfriend to her, right?
Right, just say all types of things.
Well, you can say that to your partner.
My girlfriend knows, like, when I talk dirty, so that's no big deal.
It doesn't faze her anymore?
No, she likes when I talk dirty, but she probably won't let me do the take that, you filthy whore, like, to her, that other part.
Oh, really?
She's going to let me just be slamming her, just take that, you filthy whore, like, bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang. And take that. And then, like, you just get off and run from across.
What?
Then you just get off and run from across the room right into it. Boom.
I said, take this, you hear me? No, don't even laugh. I knew this woman. I used to work with this woman. And she told me that her boyfriend used to make her do... Her boyfriend, when they were mad, he used to make her do anal.
Ew!
Isn't
that... It's like a punishment to her? Like he's punishing her?
Yes, and then she would come into work the next day really angry. And then she would... And then she would tell me, yeah, he was mad at me last night, so he made me do anal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Well, no, I felt bad for her, so I was understanding, but I was really, like, mortified.
You should have told her that is definitely, like, abuse.
It is abuse, but, you know, she was a glutton for it, so you can't help somebody that doesn't want
to
help
themselves.
I think maybe
she liked a little bit of it. She had to, like, when you want to be choked.
She was really mad about it the next day. And then she would tell me, like, why are you going to come to the office and tell the lesbian at the office?
Yeah, no,
you know, like, she wanted sympathy, obviously, you know? And then, you know, the type of person I am, I'm obviously going to think that's awful, right?
Yeah, sometimes they tell the craziest things.
That was so funny. You run across the room.
Run from across the room straight into it. Bloom. You like that?
Bloom. Yeah,
because, you know, usually, like, when you're dating a lesbian, they're also not used to the hard situation.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
I think so.
I guess it depends on the person and the relationship. Some relationships...
Yeah, I guess if you're meeting a more very feminine woman, it's different. Like, mine's more, like, fudgy. So then they're not...
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just want somebody that's going to let you do anything to them. It's going to be limber, and they're going to let you do... You twist them around like a pretzel.
And then I'm like, oh my God, that's gonna hurt or whatever.
You can't touch this tit, but you could touch the other tit.
Don't like the fingers in, but the fingers out. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, and just to have fun is like, what are you saving this shit for?
Now, this is the thing, though, is you know, you get into these relationships with these women that from the beginning you know that they don't want to be penetrated or anything, and then like you end up frustrated when you're halfway through. Why not just find somebody middle of the road?
Interviewing them ahead of time, be like, listen, I need to know now, is it going to be a penetration or not?
That's right.
I don't know now. If there's not going to be any penetration, then this relationship is not going to work.
Yeah, but you know what? Now I can
so you can tell when penetration is going to be involved?
Yeah, because now I'm like a hunter now. After all of these years, I can tell.
Ask the right questions and you'll know. Very feminine, whereas like free or whatever, it's different.
Well, I guess, you know, like with the more butchy women, they want to be dominant, right? They want to be more aggressive.
I want everyone doing it, too.
I know, but the thing about it is it's hard to maintain your butch status when you have your ankles behind your ears.
I think I want everybody to be like, you know, meet in the middle. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, because I think I'm butch, I'm like a very, very femme, but I'm actually very aggressive.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know. You just don't know.
You wouldn't know that unless you actually was with me in that way, you wouldn't know that because that looks very fun.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what was this seminar that you went to today? Was it a lecture, a seminar? What is it?
I guess they called it a forum.
Okay, and it's a 3-day forum.
I'm not sure what I got out of it yet, so I don't want to, like, the guy was like saying, if you give it some time, maybe I'm not willing to, like, open up more and be truthful with myself, but there were people there that were crying and expressing all types of things there today. I don't know. Maybe this is too much for me because as it is, I have a problem when it comes to, like, public speaking.
Okay.
Now you want me to get up and air my whole freaking dirty laundry to, like, 200 and something people with a mic.
They're crazy to expect you to do that.
The funny thing about it is that people are doing it.
They just get up there and start trashing their dirty laundry.
Raise their hand and just spill it. They basically kept talking about tearing around your past. People live in the past, and that's why, like, they make the same mistakes or date the same kind of people. And, you know, you keep hitting that same brick wall all the time because you do the same thing. And without even knowing it, you think that you're over a situation, but you're really not because you're carrying it with you and you bring it out. And every relationship is just a different way.
Okay, so if you don't know that you're doing it, how do you stop it? I guess by going to that workshop.
Yeah, by going to that workshop, like one lady that, you know, she's been in a lot of relationships and she always ends them and then she always finds men that were just like her father. And
that sounds very true because I always find women that are like my mother, totally narcissist.
Right, and that's because she had an issue, so then she finds people just like that to constantly beat herself up. And that some, like certain people, like you would go into a situation already thinking this is not going to work anyway. Like, I don't even know why I'm doing this because it's not going to work, but you do it.
Yeah, why do people do that?
You go into something already expecting failure, so you get what you expect.
That's really interesting.
And, I mean, I got stuff out of it, but it's not like no profound thing that I didn't freaking know.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not what you don't know. You just need to be reminded. Do you know what I mean? That's what those workshops are for. They're just to, like, reinforce stuff.
Right, right. The main thing that I guess I was reminded of, and if you constantly live in the past, you're never going to get anywhere, and you're never going to see all the possibilities and things that you can see if you're constantly carrying around your past with you.
Interesting.
Then, he was saying that he's not trying to change. That the more you try to change, the more it kind of like stays the same. Change brings persistence.
Persistence?
Yeah, change causes persistence. The more you try to change.
So the more you try to change things, the more they persist?
Yeah, the more they stay the same.
So how are you supposed to change things?
You say you're not trying to change, you're trying to transform.
Oh, right, right. So you change the language.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that, Sandy, how did you figure that out? Yeah, that's exactly what he's been saying. The language is what you have to, like, change. And she said something little can happen in your life when you're young, and you can carry it with you, and not that you walk around saying every day, I'm stupid, but in your subconscious, you think you're stupid. And she said she spent her whole time, from the time she was, like, a baby to, like, 9, trying to do things to show that she's smart and she's not stupid.
Wow.
So that's the same thing that happened. And I was thinking, yeah, sometimes I do have a thing with always saying that I never finish in the front I'm a in-betweener. Like, I'm just like an average.
Right, right.
But that's my thing of just doing barely the bare minimum what I have to do always in life to just get by.
Right, right.
It makes you look at things, I guess. This lady said that she's with this man. He's like a pastor or reverend or something like that.
Uh-huh.
She's married for 25 years and was unhappy for 24.
She was married for 25 years and unhappy for 24. So it ain't no seventh heaven up in that house, huh?
Yeah, been doing for 24 years. That's
just a nightmare when you're with somebody and you can't leave, and then leaving kills you and staying kills you, and it's such a nightmare to be in that limbo.
And I thought about you because you're like, you've made yourself just a one woman show for lack of a better way of it. Like, you were saying that.
Yeah, right. You know, whoever hurts me or something, I'm just like, okay, that's it. You know, I cut you right out, you know. And that's
another thing he talks about, cutting people out of your life. Do you think you're trying to hurt them, but you're really hurting yourself. In the long run, it hurts you too because you miss that person or whatever kind of bond or whatever you have with that person, you miss it. So it's like you're not just hurting yourself.
I feel very naked and vulnerable right now.
Well, imagine people standing up there. I can't even, like, I would totally not tell him the truth.
I would get up there and not say a damn thing about my personal self. I would just be like, 4 score and 7 years ago.
I was like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, you know, my job, blah, 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 which is true, my job, I'm unhappy with my job. And I lie to myself and I say that, you know, it's okay, I only got 2 years left. But really, I hate what I do.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, 2 years in a span of 20 doesn't seem like a lot, but 2 years is a big chunk of your life to be unhappy doing something.
I'm quitting now.
Right? You go in tomorrow and you're like, I quit. All right. I think we should end it here because we have so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. So thanks for hanging out with us. I'm really glad that you did. I guess this is sign-off time, and I don't really have much to say in the way of signing off at this moment. I'm, you know, I think I'm a little tired, that's probably why, but because I, you know, I record beginning at a different time, and then I work on it, and then I record the end, and that's why half the time I sound like I'm half asleep by the end, because I really usually am. But yeah, okay, so if you would like to find us, you can get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. If you would like to call in for any reason, the number is 206-984-4093. And I will wrap up here by playing a track by The Trucks titled Titties. I think I warned you. And so I hope that you enjoy it. And until next time, bye! I've really got to stop doing that. It's so crazy. It's really crazy. It is. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.